Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at science, health, and technology. Thanks for listening. I'm Ellie Moxley. This week, we'll hear about a kind of high-functioning autism that affects more than 1 million Americans each year. But first, pregnant women are already supposed to take their vitamins and watch what they eat. Yet new research at MU suggests that diet may actually shape a baby's genes. KBIA's Rebecca Thiel reports.
For weeks, these lab mice have been on a diet, but not a nutritious diet, rather one loaded with fat and calories. Biomedical sciences professor Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld and other MU researchers have been studying how a mother's diet can affect baby's genes. Eating foods like burgers and fries while pregnant isn't just unhealthy, it could change your baby's genes, and maybe its gender. Rosenfeld says pregnant mice that were fed a high-fat diet gave birth to more males than females.
And to give you an idea, would that be with about 54% lard, so it's very fat. I can't think of a comparison, but probably eating Spam or so would be a good comparison.
Since this discovery, MU researchers have been trying to figure out why more males were born on a high-fat diet as opposed to a nutritious diet. The genes of both male and female mice on the high-fat diet were expressed differently than those on the nutritious diet, but male genes were altered even more so. Rosenfeld says this is because the male placenta was not as able to adapt to the mother's diet as well as the female's.
And the reason that could be important is what we find is that sons are more prone, if they're born to moms that are obese or on a high-fat diet, to later adult diseases, including diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular diseases.
About 700 genes had been altered on the high-fat diet, and all but 50 of those genes were less pronounced in males. What's more, those genes that were altered had little to do with the baby's ability to break down fat. Instead, Rosenfeld says the diet altered genes for things like kidney function and smell, or those genes that can adapt more quickly to the mom's diet than the baby's metabolism.
Rather than turning out genes that would be involved in metabolism, which would be way downstream, instead what might be happening is the placenta is turning on genes that are directly be able to respond to, okay, this is a nutrient-rich environment, I got lots of ions coming in.
MU senior Denise Warzak is an animal science major. Warzak monitors the baby mice's behavior in the lab. She says mice born to obese mothers tend to take on their mother's characteristics.
Even though the offspring themselves are not on the diets, they're on a control diet, they seem that the pups from the higher fat dams end up being larger themselves, more lethargic, and the ones that are on the lower fat are the exact opposite.
But what does this mean for expectant mothers? Rosenfeld says pregnant women need to be extra careful about what they eat.
Yeah, obviously you're told to take the prenatal vitamins and stuff, but just more knowledge of if you're obese or you're, eating a high-fat diet, how that might impact your, offspring.
MU researchers are still looking into why genes are expressed differently in the male's placenta than the female's placenta. Rosenfeld says it could be that the females are turning on certain genes while the males are turning them off, or male babies could simply be lagging behind females in their development. Whatever the reason, Rosenfeld says she is excited to do more research on how a mother's diet can affect babies.
I like that idea that there is that communication. I think it's something, it's not well understood, and I think there should be a lot more studies geared to understanding what is going on during that in utero period.
Rosenfeld says mice and humans have similar placenta that reacts strongly to changes in the womb. But while humans usually give birth to one child at a time, as you know, mice can have litters of more than 8 babies. More research will have to be done before this study can be applied to humans. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.